This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, a site with great information, curated information from around the web. Most of it I've developed, but there's other people's content as well, a community of individuals that I'm helping there. I hope that you join me. Now, on this show, I'm going to give you advice that I really want you to take to heart. Because once you find your next job, your problems, your career is not over. You have to start planning for the next job change. And you need to start planning if, God forbid, there's another recession and there's a at your door and your boss is asking you to come in and speak with him in the conference room. And there she is, there he is, and a team of people saying, sorry, we got to let you go. So I hope you find this show helpful. I know it's a good one. And if you do, follow the link in the show notes and give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars on iTunes. And with that, let's get going. And I want to talk with you today about something that really annoys me. It should annoy you too. But let me just explain. I work with people day in and day out who make a critical mistake with their career. And that mistake is treating it as though they can lurch from looking for a job 1 year to 3 years later looking for another job and not having done anything in the middle. Now, this may sound goofy to you, but hear me out. It would be so much easier for folks if they treated their careers as having value and did things between cycles of changing jobs to prepare for that job change. Now, I remember in 2007, I was home one day, and it happened to be the day that the term subprime mortgage was used on CNN heavily for the first time as the crisis started to unfold. And I started to warn people at that time that they needed to put their networks in place proactively because we were going to learn a lot more about subprime mortgages over the next 12 to 24 months. I was more right than I could have imagined. Now, did people go out and start building networks at that time? No. Did I do things along those lines? Not as much as I could have. But I tried because I understood that things were going to change and I had to have a network in place to ride me through what I knew was going to be a tough time. Not as tough as it turned out, but a really tough time. You need to not lurch from one job change to another and say, oh my God, I got to build a network. Each time. You need to be working on your brand and on your network consistently. So people think of you, recruiters are reaching out to you. You're seen as a subject matter expert all the time, not every 3 years, not every job change or however long that may wind up being, but all the time so that you are a go-to person in your field. I don't care what field it is. You can make all the excuses in the world, but there are people who are seen as experts in low-level jobs who firms will reach out to because they've learned something about that person. You can be doing that for yourself. And since no one's ever going to look out for you as much as you do, you need to spend as much time looking out for yourself as the board of your big company does when they look out for its firm's financial interest. So think of yourself as being the board member of your organization. Think of yourself as having board members who report into you, and those board members are your family. Do you want them to worry? Do you want them to have concerns about the viability of your enterprise if the economy suddenly goes sour? Of course not. You need to act all the time, consistently be doing things to position yourself so that if you want to leave a group that you're working for and transfer internally, people are dying to hire you. I was talking to a guy yesterday working for a large technology firm. And he had a successful track record there until one day the firm hired someone he did not describe in favorable terms. Departments within the organization clamored to get him. He chose an option only to have it later taken over by that same person he didn't have a lot of affection for when his hiring manager left for another opportunity. He's now in a position where he now has to go outside his firm in order to advance. And people know him. So vendors to his firm are starting to clamor to hire him because they hold him in high regard. You should be in a position like he is, where firms want to hire you because they know you. Put yourself in the position to be found, not just simply whenever you're changing jobs, but all the time. Get active. Get involved with groups locally for your field. Get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. Do stuff. Just get yourself out there. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.